Let us listen to the gospel now in English. John chapter 8. So Jesus said to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to Him." And He was saying these things, and when He said these things, many believed Him. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in Him, "If you abide in My word, you are truly My disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered Him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." The first point is freedom in the real world. We may have many obligations which do not seem to be freedom. For example, in marriage, or having children, or being related to sick people, where we have to. There's no option. We must help them. And others may say to us, if we got kind of a work where we have much to do with sick people, they may say, "Well, isn't it too difficult? Why don't you quit and find another job?" But you couldn't quit because this job has become a calling to you. You must do it, simply. And in the same way, father and mother would never quit their children. They are bound to serve, but they are also free in this calling. Jesus, He says, when you will understand freedom, the truth, then you will be really free. In the Bible, freedom and the truth belong together. Real freedom. In our Danish culture, we have free sex, we have free religion, we can talk like we wish, we have freedom because of our money, we have much freedom. We have freedom to take away unborn children before they are being born. We have freedom to, maybe very soon, to kill all people who are suffering too much. And many Danes would say, "What about being slaves? That's not us." But exactly this kind of freedom shows that we are slaves. We are slaves to sin. The one who does sin is a slave, Jesus says. And this relates to everybody of us. The truth will make you free, Jesus says. And He connects this freedom to hearing His word, abiding with His word, and especially hearing one occasion in His life which was the most important, when He was lifted up to the cross. If you abide in My word, and when you lift Me up to the cross, then you will understand that I am He, that I am your Savior. Seeing Jesus on the cross makes us see how our sins were put on Him and how He delivered us from our guilt and from eternal death. So real freedom, that is to be connected to Jesus Christ, and He will then send us into our daily life so that we here also use our lives in His love to one another. That is freedom. Amen.